Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tyson, what number is this?
A payphone. I'm using my mobile to film Dean right now as he cheats on me.
What? It's illegal to film other people hooking up, Tyson. Where are you?
Outside Dirty Joe's. He's in there now, and he's been holding hands with some try-hard. I can't believe it. I knew something was up.
Oh, boy. Stay put. I'm on my way. Love, Sex, and Frankie. Tyson. Ty.
Frankie! Over here.
What are you... How long have you been hiding in the bushes?
I don't know, maybe 20 minutes. Dean, the traitor, and his ugly new boyfriend got up to leave the coffee shop. I didn't want to get sprung, so I just took a dive into the hedges. Have they gone?
I can't see them anywhere. I think you're safe to come out now.
Oh, I need some help getting up and getting out of here.
Tyson, I can't lift you. You're too heavy. Why can't you just get up?
It's this position. I have no leverage. I'm floating in the hedge.
Just try. Use that foot. What's the use of all that glute work you do if you can't even get yourself up?
What's the use of glute work? Are you not normal?
I got good gluteus maximus and am also stuck in a hedge. Deal with it.
Just use all of your strength. Frankie!
Oh, coffee.
Vodka.
Tyson, this video shows nothing. They're just having coffee.
They keep leaning into old hands.
Look!
Look, there!
Rewind it? Well, they lean in, but I'm not sure that's a handhold. It's too fast. A hand stroke, maybe?
A hand stroke, Frank. They stroked hands? That's worse.
Ty, I don't know. First of all, that giant coffee bowl is in the way, so who knows? But the thing is, you and Dean have been dating for what? 2 years now? He wouldn't cheat on you with that wannabe. But just talk to him.
And break it off?
You don't want to clarify what's actually going on before you throw it all away?
My instincts are usually on point. And now this. Proof. What more do I need?
An honest adult conversation?
You're wrong. I need a shot of vodka and a margarita chaser.
Make it two.
Bartender.
Ooh.
Who dat?
This guy Charlie. He keeps messaging me on the app. He seems smart, and I mean, look at his tattoos. Sexy as fuck, huh?
Oh, damn straight. Look at you liking the ink when your skin is so virginal. You'd never get one.
I might one day, but it's so permanent. And I have commitment issues.
Oh, now you have commitment issues.
I can still appreciate the art and sexiness of it all, but honestly, I'm still really bummed about James. Why didn't he return my messages or calls?
Calls? How many times did you call him?
Just once.
Frankie?
Okay, just twice. Okay, thrice.
God, text?
I don't know, maybe five?
Maybe five? Frankie?
What? I got anxious when he wouldn't respond. And I can't find him on Instagram. Ghosting makes me feel so empty and rejected and inadequate. It makes me act weird. Why can't he just say, thanks, but nah. Had fun, but nah. That'd be way better. He should just rip the fucking band-aid off and say it. Little weakling. Why does he have to ignore me? Did I do something? Is that why he doesn't want to see me again? Was it because I didn't have sex with him straight away?
Honey, maybe. Who knows? But you went on one date, my love. He doesn't owe you anything.
He owes me manners. It's not hard to be a good person.
That is true. But it's a jungle out there and it ain't full of angels. Just put it down to emotional immaturity and poor communication skills on his part. And honey, don't forget... There's every possibility it has nothing to do with you.
Then why does it feel like it has everything to do with me? It's so shit. Anyway, Charlie seems sweet and a happy distraction for now, I guess. What are you going to do about Dean?
I don't know, maybe you're right about that one thing. I should talk to him, but if he's having an affair, I think I'll... I don't know.
Have you got work tomorrow?
No, thank God, finally a day off.
Good. You do need to have a chat with Dean, but tonight, you and me are numbing every damn feeling we have. You ready? Shoot, then chase. Cheers.
Bottoms up! Bartender, four more, please.
Oh, that smells so good.
Two gyros, please.
Gyros? What the hell is a gyros?
It's gyros, not gyros. Anyway, what flavor? I'll get chicken. And lamb combo, please. No onion, extra guac.
We don't have guac.
Oh, who doesn't have guac? Okay, and what do you want, Frank?
I'll have falafels, please.
What kind of drunk person orders falafels?
One who's considering veganism. Damn, these are good. That food truck has the best food in the country. I swear.
The world? The best in the world? I don't want to break up with Dean. What if I have to, though? If he's cheating, I mean, I'd have to. But I'll be so lonely without him. Lonely.
So lonely.
All alone.
Oh, we should make an album.
Can you shut the hell up?
Ouch. Each step just makes my head hurt more.
Shuffle. Just don't lift your feet.
Ouch. Ow. The air pressure is next level today.
The air pressure?
Yes, it's pushing on my temples. What was in those drinks? Can you turn the TV down? It's really loud.
Loud? Tyson, I kept the sound so low so I wouldn't wake you that I couldn't even hear it. I had to turn the subtitles on. Okay. Advil's on the counter. Coffee's in the pot.
You're an angel. I need to get my shit together. Dad. Dean wants to come over this evening.
Oh, yeah? What time?
7. Ow. I'm never drinking again.
Famous last words.
I'll talk to him tonight. Frank, I hope it's not the end.
Just chat to him. I'm sure it's okay and there's an explanation for everything. We all act weird sometimes.
Why are you so happy?
I really don't know. I normally would have barfed a huge offering to the porcelain gods of plenty already, but I'm so fine. I'm not hungover at all. For once. I think the falafel soaked up all the booze. Street food is the cure-all, I swear it.
Weird. Who are you laughing at?
Oh, classic. That guy Charlie. He's really funny. I might meet him for a hair of the dog at One Trick Pony in a bit.
You going straight back there. You should have just slept in our booth last night.
Seriously. But I kind of want to go. I mean, Charlie seems so cool, but I just don't want to meet someone, go on a date, think we click, and then get ghosted again. Or worse. I mean, if Charlie doesn't like something I say, or something I'm wearing, or just doesn't like me, I'll feel so rejected again. I don't know if I'm ready to risk it.
Why is it always all about them?
Huh?
Who says they get to decide and pick you and it's all up to them? Who says they get to be the ones to choose? Why is it their call? Can't you decide if you want them? If you want to see them again? It's your life, your time, your body, your call.
But I do want them, all of them. Damn any of them, at this rate.
Frank, you're not desperate.
Oh, I am.
You're not. You're interviewing them. You're seeing if they're right for you. If they don't text the next day or respond to you, then they're not the right one. You do you. Take care of your heart, and the right person will show up.
I'll try. But if Charlie decides I'm not for him, and I get messed around again, it's your fault.
Really? Okay. Well, I'm glad that little hangover heart-to-heart landed as intended.
Hey, Frankie, can't keep you away.
Hey, Dee. Yeah, I'm back.
Happy hour, Vino.
I might wait to order. I'm just meeting someone. You haven't seen a guy covered in tattoos come in.
Can I get a better description? No, I don't think so.
Okay, I'll just wait at our booth.
Frankie?
Yes. Do I know you?
Charlie.
Charlie? Wait, you're Charlie? You're not a guy.
No, clearly not.
But you are meant to be a... Your name, it's a guy's name.
And Frankie's not?
Francesca.
Charlotte.
But your tattoos.
Girls can have sleeves and back pieces too, you know.
Yeah, I know, but your profile photos...
Are all of my tattoos.
Were all tattoos.
My best feature.
Okay, but you're a girl. I'm sure my settings were girl-seeking guy. Tyson!
Guilty as charged. Listed you as open to all. Live, my love.
I'm speechless.
Huh?
Ugh.
Well, this sucks. I'm just gonna bail.
No, hey, I'm sorry. I don't want to be rude. I was just surprised. But you came all this way, and we've been chatting for days now. I feel like I know you. You want to still grab a drink anyway? Happy hour, Vino. It's good.
Sure.
I mean, don't know why they call it pseudoscience. Omoto did the studies and experiments and observations on the water. It's science.
I know. Couldn't agree more. Nothing pseudo about it. I'm a firm believer in water talk, too.
Same.
Photographic evidence, it works to boot. Weird to think that words and thoughts, even music, can affect the structure of a water droplet that much. And humans are large part water.
Huh. Imagine what we're doing to our molecular water structures. I mean, I swear a lot. My structures must be a mess. Oh, shit. Is it already 8? I'm gonna have to go. I'm so sorry. I promised a friend I'd help him out, be there for him in a crisis, yada yada. I'll explain later.
That's cool.
Cool, well, I'm just up that way.
Cool, I'm just gonna head down to Bedford and get the L.
Okay, cool. Wait, is she gonna kiss me? Or am I going to kiss her? What is happening? Is this a moment? Are we having a moment?
Oh my gosh.
Are you going to say something or just sit there with your family-sized box of popcorn? This is all your fault. You did this.
You did this. You've been flirting with her for days now, and this is one midday movie I do not want to miss.
I'm gonna...
Frankie, are you okay?
Oh yeah, sorry. I just...
That's okay, but I better run. There's a train in 5, but this was fun, Frankie.
Yeah, it was, Charlie. Chat later.
Okay. Hey, Frankie, if we're majority water and words can change our molecular structure...
Yeah, we gotta stop talking so much shit.
Ain't that the truth?
Classic. Tyson, are you okay? Sorry I'm late. I missed your texts.
Dean fucking canceled. He said something came up or went wrong or whatever and rescheduled till tomorrow now. He's seen someone else and he's bad at juggling. I just know it. And I tried to talk to him and he just said he'll explain when I see him. My anxiety is through the roof.
Oh, honey, it'll be okay. Can I get you anything?
Yes, a Valium, please.
Oh, my love, I don't have any. How about we emotional eat together? Pizza, my treat.
Fine, super supreme with thick cheesy crust, and don't you dare order any of that vegan shit while I'm so fragile.
Fine.
Anyway, tell me, how was Charlie?
Let's just say Charlie wasn't what I was expecting, and I might have kissed a girl tonight.
Listen to the next episode of Love, Sex, and Frankie. To meet our cast and crew and find out more, visit lovesexfrankie.com and lovesexfrankie on social media.